يعطي حياتي قرآن.
رحمن يا رحمن. You are listening to season 10 episode 19.
اشرح صدري قرآن، املأ قلبي قرآن، واسقي حياتي.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters in Islam. We welcome you all once again to the 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi series. Today's hadith is recorded on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, sisters. This hadith is an incident or a conversation that happened between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and young Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He radiallahu anhu is narrating it as a story to us, sisters. He says, "One day I was behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam riding on the same mount, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'O young man, I shall teach you some words. Be mindful of Allah and Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah and you will find him in front of you. If you ask, then ask Allah alone. And if you seek help, then seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And know that if the nation were together to benefit you with anything, they would not benefit you except with what Allah had already prescribed for you. And if they were together to harm you with anything, they would not harm you except with what Allah had already prescribed against you. The pens have been lifted and the pages have dried.'" Subhanallah. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah once said about this hadith, "I pondered over this hadith and it amazed me to the point that I almost became lightheaded. What a pity for the one who is ignorant of this hadith and has little understanding of its meaning." Subhanallah, this hadith is filled with very important advice and guidance, sisters. Some of the most important aspects of the religion are covered in these words that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated to the young Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. If one follows the advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, we will find strength in our lives and success in the hereafter. Subhanallah, sisters, this very hadith has full of lessons for young Muslims and for those parents who have to deal with their young teenage or adult children. Alhamdulillah, I'm very sure that you all know about Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, sisters. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was a cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He grew up alongside the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we all know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a special supplication, a dua, for him to become knowledgeable in the religion. Subhanallah, he became an expert in tafsir or Quranic commentary, sisters. And also he narrated many ahadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the fourth most prolific narrator of hadith. With that small introduction, let's go through the hadith in detail, inshallah. If we go through the original Arabic text of this hadith, we can see that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed this young boy, young man, who has full of youth, full of energy, as Ya Ghulam. What is the meaning of Ya Ghulam, sisters? It means, "O young man." Subhanallah, he, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, is a very young person who have just reached the age of adolescence. Look the respect and the recognition that has been given by our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sisters. It's a lesson for all of us who are struggling with our teenagers, pre-teenagers or adult children. Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us they need respect. And it's our duty as parents and elders to give their due respect when we address them. Subhanallah. Of course, they are our children. But when a certain age is attained, they expect that they should be respected. They should be treated as grown-up sisters. They need the recognition. And as parents and elders, it's our duty to give the due recognition. This is one of the most effective way to make them listen to what we say. Or in other words, it's one of the most effective way to communicate with them. Subhanallah. Every one of us expect others to address us in a certain way, in a respectful way. So do the youngsters, sisters. Another important lesson that we learn from this hadith is that we must make sure to teach our children the important aspects of our religion and life at an early stage, so that they are engraved in their minds and the hearts, which will help them to grow as men and women of understanding. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu some of the most fundamental aspects of the religion. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu at a time that he could start practicing and implementing them in his life. In this way, he would grow up attached to these basic principles. By the time he became a man, he already understood what he is doing in this world. He already understood what is his purpose was in this life. In this hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches this young man about patience, victory, hardship, relief, and so forth. One can see examples of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching youth in many ahadith. He took the time to teach Ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and Nu'man ibn Bashir and many of the other young companions. He taught them essential matters while they were still young. They grew up practicing them and increasing their understanding of them every day. Finally, alhamdulillah, when they reached manhood and later, they understood those concepts very well. They had become second nature to them, subhanallah. This is a very important advice for all the parents out here, sisters. This is how a Muslim child must be brought up in the religion of Al-Islam. He or she must be taught its essential aspects before he or she reaches the age of puberty. We should understand, sisters, children at this age can understand these basics and they can apply them to some extent even at an early age. This aspect of training young Muslims in the proper beliefs is something that needs to be revived today. So as parents, it's our duty to make sure that we provide them with authentic knowledge of our beautiful religion of Al-Islam at a young age. At the same time, we must make sure that we don't bombard them with advice, which ultimately a burden upon the children. Na'udhu billah, they may get frustrated. We shouldn't create such an environment, sisters. Further, we should understand, for the children, we parents are the first role models. So they will look upon us as their examples. Imagine a situation where you want them to do something in some way. At the same time, they find you not doing that very act. What will be the result, sisters? So it's important to advise people regardless their age. We should be practicing it at the same time, sisters. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran in chapter number 61, verse number 2, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu lima taquloon ma la taf'aloon. O you who have believed, why do you say what you do not do? In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kabura maqtan indallahi an taqulu ma la taf'aloon. Great is hatred in the sight of Allah that you say what you do not do. Subhanallah, what a great advice. Next, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I shall teach you some advice or some words. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu that he would teach him a few statements, not a lot of advice, sisters. Hence, it would be easy for Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu to listen to them, memorize them and benefit from them. The first advice was, O young man, I shall teach you some words of advice. Be mindful of Allah and Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah and you will find him in front of you. The meaning of the phrase ihfal, where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya gulamu inni u'allimuka kalimati ihfalillah. The meaning of the phrase ihfal, translated here as be mindful of Allah. Although that may not be the test translation, is understood to mean being mindful of the limits set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, minding his rights, minding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered and minding what he has prohibited. This means that the person is to implement whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded and refrain from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him saying, and Allah will protect you. If someone guards and protects the rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has upon him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, will protect him in return. In the Quran, there are other examples of these nature sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, ayah number 40, وَأَوْفُوا بِأَهْدِي أُوفِ بِأَهْدِكُمْ. Fulfill your obligations to my covenant with you, and I shall fulfill my obligations to your covenant with me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeat the same message in Surah number 2, verse number 152. Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Therefore, remember me and I shall remember you. In Surah Muhammad, verse number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. If you help in the cause of Allah, He will help you. The question now is how to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, we are discussing this over and over again and again in this podcast, sisters. We have talked about ihsan, taqwa, and doing good and forbidding evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nahl, verse number 97, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever works righteousness, whether male or female, while he or she is a believer, verily to him we will give a good life. After that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued saying, be mindful of Allah and you will find him in front of you. What this portion of this hadith means is that if a person fulfills Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's right upon him, then Allah will be with him in all of his affairs. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support him, protect him, guide him, and strengthen him in his actions. He subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him to what is best for him and steer him away from everything that is harmful to him. This is of course a very special relationship that one may have with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees and knows all things that exist in this world. Nobody can do anything without Allah being present via His knowledge. Nothing escapes Him. This type of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence is true for all the creation of Allah that exists. We have to implant this concept in the hearts of our children, sisters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued his advice, saying, if you ask, then ask Allah alone. And if you seek help, then seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. This is an advice to ask only of Allah and not to ask any of His creation. Even though we utter our dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone minimum of 17 times a day, we don't pay attention or give the due weight to what we say. Subhanallah. This attitude of ours should be changed as soon as possible, sisters. We say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ 17 times a day minimum, sisters. What's the meaning? You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. But our actions are always other way around. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify all of our affairs, sisters. We usually do everything and then finally turn to Allah. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah number 2, verse number 186, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And when my servants ask you concerning me, indeed I am near. I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon me. So let them respond to me and believe in me and they may be rightly guided. Subhanallah. We have to train our children to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first for anything they want. Let it be a toy, food, snack, a book, whatever they like, sisters. Teach them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives everything. Teach them to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and then let them come to you. Explain them, sisters. Explain them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who made their parents as facilitators to buy or give them whatever they want. Subhanallah, sisters. We have to understand, we have to remember that Islam is the religion which teaches us to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even if your shoelace is broken. Teach them and be an example for them, sisters. After telling Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu to ask Allah for help, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, know that if the nation were to gather together to benefit you with something, they would not benefit you with anything except with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already recorded for you. And if they gathered to harm you by something, they would not be able to harm you by anything except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already recorded against you. Subhanallah, sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats the same message in the glorious Quran, sisters, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if Allah touches you with harm, none can remove it but He. And if He touches you with good, then He is able to do all things. He is the irresistible, above His slaves, and He is the all-wise, well acquainted with all things. Subhanallah, sisters, this message should give the believer courage and strength. A believer knows that nothing will occur to him except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already recorded for him. He has no reason to fear anything except Allah. Our kids all around the world, regardless who they are, what they believe in, they go through this problem of bullying, anxiety, etc. Remind these ahadis to them, sisters. Make them strong. Make them rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and not to fear anything and not to lose hope. Boost their moral, sisters. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the pens have been lifted and the pages have dried. In this portion of this very hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making a clear reference to the belief in Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recorded everything that is going to occur in this existence. Nothing will occur except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already recorded what He has willed for all times. This recording was done even before the creation of mankind. We have discussed this topic in detail in one of our previous podcasts in this series, sisters. Let me summarize the points that we have covered in today's podcast so far, sisters. If a person truly obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will protect him. If a person truly obeys Allah, he will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him, in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be his close friend and protector. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave him alone or leave him for his enemies to conquer him. If a person finds himself in need to ask someone for anything, he should turn to Allah and ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is in need of help, he or she should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Everything is by the decree of Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees something, it will occur. If Allah does not decree something, it will never occur, sisters. Even if all of mankind tries to change the decree, they will never be able to do so. The decree has been made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the efforts of man cannot change what has already been recorded. The pens have been lifted and the scrolls have dried. With that reminder, I'm winding up today's podcast, sisters. Inshallah, I'm hoping to meet you all with another hadith next week. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.